But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? This has been my favorite question that I've been thinking about all week. Since these things are true, what kind of people ought we to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. The day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, today is Sunday, December the 7th. Christmas Day is December 25th. I think it still is. And depending on who you are, there's part of us that we think, wow, that's a long time away. I can remember being a child and thinking that Christmas was never going to come, that it would take forever. And even on Christmas Eve, I would get in my bed and I would do my best to go to sleep, and it was almost impossible. Thinking, is Christmas morning ever going to come? Am I ever going to run in there and see those presents that are around the tree? But I admit to you that as a 46-year-old, I hear December 7th, and there's a part of me when my heartbeat goes up a little bit. But I think, oh goodness, we are under 3 weeks, a little over 2 weeks until Christmas Day will be here, and Christmas Eve feels much different now. If anything, I wish I could kind of pause the clock and have just a little bit more time as I get everything ready. It seems like every day passes more quickly as I get older. And there is the reality as humans that we just perceive time differently based on our age and stage of life and what our commitments are. Peter wrote his letter to a group of people who were being challenged to think about the timing of the Lord. That there were some who were coming into their churches and into their lives and saying, we don't think the Lord is coming back. Look, everything is continuing as it has always continued since the beginning of the world. Do you really think that Jesus is going to come back? And tied to that lack of belief in Jesus' return was a slip or a lack of urgency in how they lived as faithful Christians in the world. If you read 2 Peter, you could read the whole book several times today if you would like. It's very short, and the good thing about reading all of it is that then you get a sense of all the truth that Peter was trying to communicate to his audience, and it feels a little bit like a halftime speech. It feels a little bit like Peter is getting this group of Christians together, and he's saying, one of my jobs in ministry is to stir you up to zeal. It's to stir you up by way of reminder of all the things that you know to be true, but that perhaps you've forgotten the reality of. Or people are coming in and undermining your sense of authority in God's word and the reality that Christ one day will return. And if you're not careful, your lives will not be as faithful as they ought to be. And so Peter comes in and he gives us this understanding of time that's different than you and I sometimes think about. That there are these scoffers who are coming in and saying, the Lord's not coming back. Settle in. Live however you want to live. There's no reason for you to think about the day of the Lord. And Peter says, the thing that they miss is that the Lord counts time differently than you and I count time. That he says, with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. And there is the reality that you and I, oh, we need to remember this truth. That humility is part of a heart of faithfulness. That if you were to ask me this morning, Wayne, how old is the earth? Or when do you think the Lord's going to come back? I would be honest with you that I can't answer all of those questions for you perfectly. But I believe in the authority of Scripture. And I believe that God, who gave us this word is faithful. And I believe that one day, just as Jesus came into the world that first time, that he is coming back. And there is a sense of humility as we receive God's revelation to us. And we say, Lord, there's so many things that I don't know with great certainty, but I believe, based on your word and who you are, that one day you will return. And Peter says, if we believe that, then how we live ought to match up with what we think the world is going to be like when we meet him. He says, if these things are true, if all the temporal things are going to be dissolved, and if all of our works are going to be exposed, then what kind of people ought we to be? I want you to think about that question for a minute. If you look at all the Christmas presents around your tree, we were having a conversation last night as a family that we don't have many of those yet. But it's only December 7th. We got time, right? If you think about a present under your tree, the wrapping and the outside matters very little, doesn't it? It can be this box that looks beautiful. It can be wrapped up with all these bows and all these things. But we really know that what matters is what's inside. If you've been to one of those Dirty Santa gift exchanges, you know this. If you're like me, you approach those presents with great fear and trepidation, and you're like, oh, what am I getting? And as you start unwrapping that present, you find either there's something good inside that you want, that you hope nobody takes from you, or you're the person that's like, don't forget my gift. Don't you want these socks? Right? That the outside doesn't matter, but what's inside that's revealed is what you and I really care about. And Peter writes to us this morning, and he's, I think, given us that same truth. That as we sit in this sanctuary this morning, I would just tell you, all of you look really great. We put on our nice clothes to come to church, and we were talking in the elevator earlier that you only have a short window to wear those Christmas dresses. And we all look good on the outside, but one day all of those things will not matter. It'll be like the wrapping coming off the present, and what matters ultimately is the heart that we have. And Peter would say the heart shows forth in the works that we do in our lives. And that one day all the things that are distractions, all the things that ultimately don't matter will dissolve and will pass away, and you and I will live in the new heavens and the new earth, a place marked by righteousness. In light of that truth, he asks us, what kind of people ought we to be? What kind of people ought we to be? If we are people who believe in a holy God, who humbled himself in the person of Jesus and drew near to us that we might experience eternal and abundant life through faith in him, and that these heavens and the earth that we know now will pass away and one day the Lord will return and we will appear before him, what kind of people ought we to be now? The season of Advent gives us an opportunity before we get to Christmas morning and rejoice at the gift of Jesus' birth. It gives us a season to draw back and to reflect on our hearts and to ask the Lord to show us those places in our heart and life that are not in keeping with who he is and who he calls us to be. So I challenge you between now and Christmas Day, get your list done or don't, I don't know. Try to get at least those people closest to you a gift, but more than anything, my hope and my prayer for you is that the Lord gives you a greater clarity on who he's called you to be as his followers. And that those who see us and how we live, that they would see a resemblance in the person of Jesus as they look at how we love and draw near to them and hold out the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ during this season of the year. The Christ has come. Christ is risen. One day Christ will come again. May we be found faithful as his people, pursuing works of righteousness when he returns, for our good, for our joy, for the good of the world, and for his glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.